This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's almost over.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. This has, quite frankly, been an exhausting year. And a lot of people will be glad to see it go. Those who've lost their jobs, those who've seen their retirements disappear. So much money gone. $7 trillion from the U.S. stock market. But in 3 days, we can start anew. The Dow begins the final week of 2008 at 85.15. It is down 40% for the year, the biggest drop since 1931. The NASDAQ is at 1530. The S&P 500 at 872. Overseas today, markets were up 2% in Europe and in Asia by the close, some small gains. The big drop in oil prices the second half of this year, certainly welcomed. Well, not by everybody. Dow Chemical was supposed to close a deal this week with Kuwait, a $17 billion joint venture. But last night, Kuwait backed out of it. Marketplace's Steve Henn is following the story.
Dow executives have been scheming for years to move away from manufacturing low-margin commodities to making specialty chemicals. A big part of their plan was to purchase Rohm and Haas. But Rohm and Haas, which makes electronic coatings, isn't cheap, costing more than $15 billion. Earlier this month, Dow laid off thousands of employees, in part to free up cash to close the deal. And Dow has been hoping to use billions of dollars from selling a share of some of its chemical plants to Kuwait to finance the rest. But yesterday, the Kuwaitis called and said sorry. As oil and natural gas prices plummeted, the joint venture with Dow Chemical became less and less attractive. Without the Kuwaitis' cash, it's unclear how Dow will finance its future plans. And if Dow can't come up with something quick, it will have to pay Rohm and Haas a $750 million cancellation fee. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The 10th anniversary of the euro is later this week, and a poll out this morning shows a lot of faith in that currency. The Financial Times Harris poll says a majority of continental Europeans think the euro will trump the dollar in global importance in the next 5 years. Even 48% of those polled in the U.S. agreed. 2009 looks to be pretty bleak for advertising. One analyst predicted ad spending will be at its lowest level since 1994. But with whatever money companies are committing for advertising, they're going to try to convince consumers to spend a little. Andrea Gardner tells us about one strategy.
The buzzword of 2008? Well, that's simple.
Change, change, change.
Just after the election, that word seemed to be popping up more often in commercials.
Tundra, the truth that's changing it all.
It's time for a change. It's time for Anthem Blue Cross.
Advertisers often weave buzzwords from pop culture into their spots as a way of staying current. The change message of the Obama campaign has been a natural fit for ads because it's hopeful and positive, so says marketing consultant Andrea Learned.
The idea is that in 2009, with the economy and, you know, with the Obama Yes, We Can change theme, is that people are going to really be taking charge of their purchases and taking responsibility and being a wiser consumer.
Learned says, look for commercials that build up consumers, giving them a Yes, You Can pep talk in hopes they'll venture out to shop. In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.
This is the time of year we usually do year-in-review segments, looking back on the big stories in business and economics. But who wants to rehash what happened this year? No, this week we're going to look forward.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
We begin our series of interviews with Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Alan, my first topic for you is the dollar. What do you expect to happen to the dollar in 2009?
I think the dollar is going to decline in terms of other currencies, or what I think they're calling real currencies. I think that's going to happen. I think that's an easy call.
And what kind of spillover will that have on the economy?
It'll have a certain good aspect because for most of the year, all sorts of export industries were waking up and doing much better. And people who manufacture things that competed with imports were doing much better because the dollar had become so cheap. That would be the positive thing. The negative thing is I just don't see the low level of interest rates on Treasury securities in this country when the Treasury is going to borrow God only knows how much from the rest of the world. At some point, interest rates go up, but nothing I'd be willing to write a big check on.
Well, let's talk about the stock market for a minute. What do you plan to do with your money in 2009?
Well, since my retirement account starts up again, my 401k, I'm going to put all of that into the stock market unless something really awful happens. I wrote something fairly recently saying, gee, according to any number of people I respect, the U.S. stock market is at reasonable levels for the first time in decades, which doesn't mean it's going to go up, but I just don't think it could go down another 35%. At least I hope not, because if it does, man, I am going to be working until 10 years after I've died. That's going to be my retirement plan.
And how about the stimulus plans that President-elect Obama has sort of thrown out there? How much promise do you see in those?
I think, contrary to what many of my sources believe and my conservative friends, I think tax cuts generally don't do all that much, as we've seen over the past couple of years, where we've had some shots at one-time, you know, tax refunds and the economy has a brief blip up, but then life resumes. It really depends on how these programs work, whether they're just sort of temporary things or whether they become a permanent jobs program, you know, like these temporary programs that hang around for 30 years. The one thing we really need from the Obama people is a sense that someone is in control and that there is an end to this. Because that's what's been lacking up to now because of the dynamics of Washington and the fact this is happening so close to a change in administrations.
Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you and to our audience, sir.
Share your opinions with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.